This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India has strongly protested against the references made by the Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokesperson termed it as unfortunate, and the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to a query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said that New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of the students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Resina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second day of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks. He will also meet the leadership of Singapore to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore the avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In two separate encounters in Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized by a joint team of security forces following cordon and search operation based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in respective areas. The operations later turned into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of three terrorists. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi confirmed that one top Lashkar commander identified as Usman Alias Chota Walid, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in Kanyar district of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a long time and was involved in several terror crimes in the Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two JNK police personnel and two Jawans and Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and have been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Birdi said that two terrorists have been killed by the security forces in Larnu Kukirnag encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived at Ranchi on 2 days visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is scheduled to review poll preparations with the state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly Elections in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra today. The Union Minister will also address three election rallies in Dhal Boomgar and Ghat Shila, Barkata in Hazaribagh and Simara in Chatra today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding a desired result and the country is poised to reach Rs 50,000 crore in defence exports by 2029-30. India Malvika Bansal stormed into the final of ILO Opens 2024 badminton tournament women's singles competition with stunning 23-21-21-18 win over Danish starter Julie Devil Jacobsen in the semi-finals. In the first game, world number 34, Malvika Bansal, seeded the sixth, found herself trailing 13-7 against Julie, who is 38th in the badminton rankings in the eighth. And that is the end.